Hi, After Buzzers. This is Kendra Cavasel of After Buzz TV, and I am joined for this special edition of E's opening act after show on After Buzz. We're joined by the host of the show, Olivia Lee. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dad. Great to be here.
Thanks for joining us and taking the time out. We're excited to see the show, the season as it progresses. So let's just get into it. The actual show.
Yeah, let's
show
go for it. Let's do this. Come on.
I'm getting into it. E's opening act. So it's produced by Nigel Lithgow, and he's known for American Idol, So You Think You Can Dance, to name a few. I mean, he's an international Emmy award-winning producer. How did the show idea come about?
Well, I believe one of the exec producers, a guy called Steve Schnapp, is very good friends with Nigel, and Steve has worked in the music industry for decades and has always been frustrated, to my knowledge, that on these talent shows, you know, where they're amazing, they give someone a chance to get famous, you know, the traditional competition format. You don't actually see the process after that. You don't see the songwriting and the development they go through as an artist. And he wanted to find a show that did that whilst at the same time find talent and give them an opportunity. So he felt, in a very true sense, you know, most musical stars open for a big act. That's how they start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we should do it that way. We should find talent on the internet. Really find undiscovered talent. We should give them this opportunity to be an opening act, and then throughout the journey of the show, we should watch them finding their voice, writing their songs, finding their look, getting to know them, meeting their family. It's a way of subverting the traditional talent show format, which we're used to. You know, there's no judges, it's not a competition, they've won already, and then we just watch them go through the process. So I believe he wanted to do a show that was much more organic, and spoke about it with Nigel, and they came up with this.
Right. So these aspiring artists are basically going from complete anonymity to opening for these superstar acts.
Absolutely, and they have no idea their break is coming, which is the best part of the show. You know, we've had lovely young musicians, like a girl who's 20 who just posted a video of her singing in her bedroom, you know, on the internet. And what's great about it is that it's really raw. You know, they don't expect that the whole lot of America are going to be seeing their bedroom on this video clip. They probably just put on the internet. Certainly not Nigel Lithgow is going to be watching it. And we start the show on the internet, finding these talented performers and surprising them. So they really have the shock of their lifetime. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, they probably think, I should have cleaned my room. Can we take this over, right?
Yeah, this is it. They have no idea. Even when I surprise them, a lot of the time they're in their work outfits, and most of the girls that I surprise freak out and say, oh, no, I'd have put more makeup on if I knew. And because of the nature of the show, like, they have to pack immediately and come to L.A., they're just like, can I not put more makeup on? And like, no, this is all about keeping it real and natural.
Right.
So, yeah, it's funny in that sense, and certainly the messy rooms. We had a lot of fun watching the clips, and just I was like, she needs to do her laundry. She's washing everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. But that is one of the things I love about the show, is that they have no idea. They're so, you know, they're everyday people, they're unsuspecting, and so there's that air of humbleness, I think.
They're really humble. Absolutely, there's no sense of entitlement. And they're real musicians. They've taken the time to write their own songs, record it, upload it, and that's what's great about it. They love music. It's not a competition where people are entering that just want to be famous. You know, I really hope we found genuine musicians and given them a chance.
Right. Right, and so you have a comedic background, having much success in the on UK TV and the US. You've done sketch, game show, sitcom. How do you incorporate the element of comedy into this format?
Well, there's obviously times where it's relevant and times where it's not, because sometimes the journey can be quite emotional for some of the performers, especially when we find out about their family. I suppose the element of comedy comes into the surprise factor. when I turn up at their doorsteps or at their workplace and surprise them with the news. You know, they're so shocked. It really helps that I can make it light and have fun with them and put them at ease. Because as soon as I've announced that they've been discovered, we get them, I go back to their houses with them, I help them pack, I go to the airport with them, we fly them straight to LA. So I think the comedy really helps putting them at ease, making them feel comfortable and helping them to enjoy it initially. And then, of course, as the show progresses, it's you sparing me, depending on how nervous they are or what's happening in their family lives. So you have to then be more considerate. I don't want to be cracking jokes when they're, you know, crying with their family.
Rightfully so. Well, and that's what I was going to ask you, because you're the one surprising them. How attached to them do you become throughout the process?
Oh, very much so. I mean, we're all friends on Twitter, and, you know, I really do go on the journey with them, and I've been surprised at how nervous I've been before some of the performances, you know, before they're about to go on stage to open. I'm backstage with them.
Yeah.
And they look cool half the time. I'm like, are you nervous? And they're like, no. I'm like, I'm shaking. I'm having a panic attack. You know, get very involved.
Yeah, no, that's great. And then how extensive is the development process, you know, once you're kind of cultivating their talents that they already have?
It's pretty full on. You know, they only have a week. So as much as we can cram into a week without totally exhausting them, but we really do try and get to the core of exactly what their voice is, who they want to be as a performer, how they're going to write their song, who they're going to write it with, what they're going to look like. So they go through a hell of a lot in a short space of time, but it's all worth it in the end. But they really are. From the minute I surprise them, their feet don't touch the ground.
Yeah. And then in the same process, how involved are the stars that they're opening for?
They're quite, well, they've chosen them with us. You know, we go on the internet and find, we have to be really smart about who we pair up to open with each act, because the genres have to match. So they're involved from the start. They know who's opening for them, and then obviously the day of the performance they meet them and give them some words of advice, and afterwards have a chat with them. So they're very much there. They're strongly involved.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And we know that Nicki Minaj is involved. Who are some of the other artists?
Gym Class Heroes, LMFAO, Jason Aldean, Rod Stewart, Jason Mraz, to name a few.
Yeah. Do we ever see any of their perspective? Because they, you know, they went through similar, I would think, similar paths of, you know, trying to make
it.
And do they sort of get emotionally involved? Yeah.
Well, they do. They all open to other people. And when they eventually talk to the talent after the performance, they certainly say to them, or before the performance even, listen, we've been there. We get it. You know, we started as an opening act. And look at us now. So believe in yourself. Even though this is your first shot, it's the start of a journey. Because what you don't realize is most performers out there open to someone else in the early stages of their career.
Yeah, and then so do they actually go on tour, or is it just one stop?
It's one night. It's one night, yeah. They do a set for one night. Who knows in the future, though?
Right.
Who knows, hey?
Yeah. And then I wanted to know what you thought the show will inspire in viewers. What do you think will connect with the audience?
I certainly think it's going to give kids the chance to get seen in the sense of putting their stuff on YouTube. I think the internet is going to explode even more after something like this, because it's now a real viable way of getting spotted, I feel, you know?
Right, yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you live, you know, it doesn't matter if you can't afford a flight to Los Angeles, it doesn't matter if you don't know anyone in the record business. If you're talented, you put a clip of yourself on the internet, you never know who's going to end up watching it.
Right. That's true. And I guess to finish up, if you could describe the show in one word, what would you use to describe it?
In one word?
Yes.
I'd say it's splendid.
Nice. We like that. And do you have anything else you'd like to add?
And ask you?
No. Just to add to your thoughts.
Is there anything I want to ask you? What are you doing tonight?
No, sorry to add. I guess it's the phone line.
I think I can't, unless there's anything else you want to ask me.
Oh, no, that's great. We appreciate you taking the time, and we're looking forward to the season.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to seeing how it's received, too. It's been an amazing experience filming it. It's been such a journey. A very emotional one. That's the thing that I've been most surprised by is how emotional it's been, you know?
Yeah,
when you really get to know them and
just seeing their before and after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're all friends on Twitter. It's lovely.
Actually, that's the perfect segue. Where can our fans find you on Twitter?
Oh, I'm Olivia Lee 7.
Okay, great.
And I'll be tweeting a lot when the show airs.
And we'll be following you.
Please do.
We will. Thank you so much for your time.
Lovely to meet you and talk to you.
And best of luck with the show and everything
Thank
else.
You.
All right.
Okay, great.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Kendra Cabasell, and you've been listening to a special edition of AfterBuzz TV for E's opening act. We just spoke with Olivia Lee, who's the host of the show. You can check out E's opening act on Monday nights at 10 p.m. on E, and check out our after show on AfterBuzzTV.com.